What's happening at the Malaspina Glacier may be the largest landscape transformation underway in the United States.
So you're looking at something becoming a big ocean bay, essentially, that's the site of a small state.
Martin Trufer says he doesn't like to pick on Rhode Island, but the Malaspina is bigger. He's a glaciologist with the Geophysical Institute and a physics professor at UAF. He's studied big ice from Greenland to Antarctica.
The Malaspina is kind of a hard glacier not to pay attention to if you're a glaciologist. It's a really big glacier.
Malaspina Glacier sits in Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and flows onto lowland plains on the north side of Yakutat Bay. As it retreats, it's opening up lakes that connect to the ocean. The National Science Foundation recently awarded Trufer's team $1.3 million to study the Malaspina's retreat.
The goal of the project is really to suss out a bit more how likely that is and what rates are we talking about, you know, where are we going to be in 50 years, where are we going to be in 100 years?
His team will measure how fast the glacier moves and how fast it's melting in different places. They'll pay special attention to the front of the glacier, where the ice is turning into those lakes. They plan to find out whether the Malaspina will disappear completely based on different climate models. Trufer says meltwater from this one glacier makes Alaska a big contributor to global sea level rise.
And some of these changes that we're seeing are really actually hard to kind of wrap your head around of what's actually going on. And this is really one of those places.
Trufer says it's too soon to tell what the impacts on Yakutat hunters and fishers may be, but he plans to make community connections and find out. This isn't the first time a big glacier has melted in Alaska. Yakutat Bay used to be full of ice from the Hubbard Glacier about 1,000 years ago. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strimple.